Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopavada, Shama Radhaka Jiri Govardhan, Sri Vrindavan, Namaravan, Gangamana Tosi Bhakti, Nanana Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrindavan, Samavata Bhakti Vrindavan, Gaur Premanandi, All Varsha Samana Bodhis, All Varsha Samana Bodhis, All Varsha Samana Bodhis, All Varsha Sri Guru Chira, All Varsha Sri Bhagavan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishvanaya Krishna Prasadgurudaya Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasarane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pasvata Desha Tadane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vishnu Gaur Bhakti Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam Gita chapter 2 verse 1 Shri Sukha Uvacha Navira Pachakamo Prajaya Merudevya Bhagavan Tam Yagya Purusham Avahit Atmaya Kahya Jata. Translation, Sukadeva Goswami continued to speak. Maharaj Nabi, the son of Agnindra, wished to have sons, and therefore he attentively began to offer prayers and worship the Supreme Personality of God, the Lord Vishnu, the Master, and the Lord of all sacrifices. Maharaj Nabi's wife, Meru Devi, who had not given birth to any children at that time, also worshipped Lord Vishnu along with her husband. Next two, in the performance of a sacrifice, there are seven transcendental means to obtain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One, by sacrificing valuable things or edibles. Two, by acting in terms of place. Three, by acting in terms of time. Four, by offering hymns. Five, by the priest. Six, by offering gifts to the priest. Seven, by observing the regulator principles. However, one cannot always obtain the Supreme Lord through this paraphernalia. Nonetheless, the Lord is affectionate to his devotee. Therefore, when Maharaj Nabi, who was a devotee, worshipped and offered prayers to the Lord with great faith and devotion, and with a pure uncontaminated mind, specifically performing some yajna in the line of Pravargya, the kind Supreme Personality of God, due to his affection for his devotees, appeared before King Nabi in his unconquerable and captivating form with four hands. In this way, to fulfill the desire of his devotee, the Supreme Personality of God had manifested himself in his beautiful body before his devotees. His body pleases the mind and eyes of the devotee. For a part of Bhagavad Gita is clearly stated, one can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. One can understand and see the Supreme Personality of God through the process of devotional service and not in any other way. Although Maharaj Nabi performed prescribed duties and sacrifices, should still be considered that the Lord appeared before him not due to his sacrifice, but because of his devotional service. It was for this reason that the Lord agreed to appear before him in his beautiful bodily features, as stated in Brahma Samhita, the Supreme Lord. In his original nature is very beautiful. Venam Kavantamar Vindalaya Taksham Bahavatam Sam Asit Ambuddha Sundarangam. Supreme Personality of God of the Black, which is very, very beautiful. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. He was very bright and he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Shri Vatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc, and club, and he wore a garland of forest flowers and a kasturba gem. It was beautifully decorated with an element here, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle bells, and other bodily ornaments, bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabi and his priests and associates felt just like poor people who had suddenly became great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship. Purport is simply mentioned here that the Supreme Personality of God did not appear as an ordinary human being. Appeared before King Nabi and his associates as the best of all personalities. As stated in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, the Supreme Personality of God is also a living being, but he is a supreme living being. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord himself says, Makta Parakram Nanya Kinchid Asta Jananjaya, O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. No one is more attractive or more authoritative than Lord Krishna. That is one of the differences between God and the ordinary living being. According to this description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings. Consequently, Maharaj Nabi and his priests and associates all offer the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Lava Chaparam Lava Manite Nadi Kam Tata. That is, upon gaining this, one thinks there is no greater gain. When one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, one certainly thinks he has gained the best of all things. Rasopyasya Parabhrista Nivartate. When one experiences a higher taste, his consciousness is fixed. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Nabi, the son of Agni Rushnav Samson, therefore again began to offer prayers and worship the Supreme Personality of God, of our Vishnu Master, and doer of all sacrifices. Maharaj Nabi's wife, Meru Devi, who had not given birth to any children at that time, also worshipped Lord Vishnu along with her husband. So similar to King Agnidra, who wanted a son, we find here also that Nabi, his son, also wanted a son. And what did he do to get that son? He actually began worshipping Vishnu. So, in other words, he did bhakti, but at the same time, it was mixed bhakti, because he was worshipping the Lord with the desire to get a son. We see the result here was that the Lord actually appeared before him. This, of course, indicates that because of his devotion, the Lord came. It was not because he had done a sacrifice. Now, he did a sacrifice, of course, but that was not the reason the Lord came. The Lord came because of the devotion of King Nabi. So the various types of rituals are there, but the Lord will only appear because of bhakti, not because of anything else. So the other things may or may not be there, but the main element is the devotion. This is what will cause the Lord to appear. Of course, we have exceptional cases that the Lord, by his extreme mercy, appears before a person. He appears even before demons or whatnot by his great mercy. But generally it is because of the devotion that the Lord appears before a person. We see the Lord appearing before Dhruva after he had worshipped the Lord according to the instructions of Narada Muni, and he was doing austerities, etc. It was not because of the austerities that he appeared, it was because he actually had Dhruva actually had devotion for the Lord. So we should not confuse the issue when certain persons are doing different activities and the Lord appears. It's not because of their austerity or the sacrifice or whatever. It is because of their devotion. So similarly, the Lord appears and visits the house of the Pandavas. It is not simply because they are kings and are following Dharma, but it's because they're great devotees. The Lord appears and stays in their house with them. So therefore the king worshipped the Lord, but at the same time he had a desire for a son. So devotion was there. There was also some desire there, as in the case of Dhruva. Dhruva also had a desire for a kingdom. In spite of the fact that they were not practicing pure bhakti, the Lord appeared. That is also generally not the case. The Lord only appears to a person who has pure bhakti. But just as in the case of demons, he will make his appearance or whatnot. So, by his mercy, the Lord can appear even to these persons who have mixed bhakti rather than pure bhakti. So these are exceptional cases for certain purposes. We see in the case of Dhruva. That case was such that exceptional case that after he saw the Lord, he actually gave up his desire for having a kingdom. So he actually became completely purified by the mercy of the Lord, and the Lord touched him. The Lord actually was a great inspiration for Dhruva to cause his purity. And here also, the Lord has his own intention here of actually announcing his appearance in as his son, who is an avatar of the Supreme Lord. So under certain circumstances, the Lord can appear even if a person has mixed desires or whatever. But nevertheless, the main element here is the devotion. So the Lord made his appearance, and it is particular what type of appearance he had. So text 3 describes in detail the appearance of that Supreme Lord. He was a Vishnu form with four arms, holding the conch and the lotus and the glove and the chakra, and with the crown on his head and decorated with necklaces and yellow cloth on his waist, etc. So this is the normal description we see of Lord Vishnu. So the Lord appeared, he appeared in a specific form of Vishnu. And when Nabi saw that, he recognized, this is the Supreme Lord. And of course the priest also recognized this and began offering prayers, which will be recited next. So the priests as well as Nabi both had some qualification because they were able to see the Lord and recognize the Lord and praise the Lord. So in spite of the fact that they did have mixed devotion, still they understood the nature of the Supreme Lord. So from this we understand that the Lord makes his appearance, and when he does so, he has a specific form. And sometimes it may be the Vishnu form. Here we find Vishnu. With Dhruva, again, we find a Vishnu form. Sometimes it's not a Vishnu form. So we find that Narsimhadeva appears, he has a lion form. And then we have all the different avatars appearing. And when Krishna appears, how does he appear? In one form he appears as Vishnu to Vasudeva and Devaki. When he appears to Yasoda and Nanda, he doesn't appear like that. He disappears as a small child. So sometimes the Lord can make his appearance in different ways. And next we'll see how he comes up as Rishabhadev, who's also a human-like person, not with four arms or anything. The Lord can make his appearance directly, in this case, or he can also appear through a birth. So sometimes he appears as the son of so-and-so and so-and-so. And these are listed in the Bhagavatam. The Lord appeared as Dattatreya, the son of so-and-so and so-and-so, or as Vyasadeva, the son of so-and-so and so-and-so. So he has parents. Other times, he doesn't have parents. He makes his appearance suddenly. As here, he makes his appearance. And other places, he makes his appearance. So sometimes he appears without having any birth from anybody. So these are different ways in which the Lord appears. In any case, the devotees understand the appearance of the Supreme Lord, and they begin to worship him. When he appears as a child, it may not be possible to understand who he is. So that was the case with Krishna to Yasoda Nanda. with Vasudeva and Devaki, they understood the Supreme Lord because he came out with four arms and then he turned into a child. With Vasudeva and Devaki, he simply was there and he had his, looked like a small child. So they never took him as Supreme Lord. That does not mean, of course, that they did not appreciate him. Their devotion was so great that they had the highest appreciation for him. But they never appreciated him as Supreme Lord. They appreciated him because of their prema, their love, that's all. So for persons who desire to appreciate the Lord because of his greatness, then the Lord will take his form of Vishnu and appear with four arms, and everyone can understand, yes, this is the Supreme Lord. So that is what we'll find here. Nabi wanted a son. So the Lord himself appeared and then made his benediction and prediction about the Lord appearing as a son, so that he would understand that Rishabhadev, though he didn't have four arms and etc., he was actually a great person. He was Supreme Lord. So Nabi understood when Lord Vishnu appeared, yes, this is Supreme Lord. This is Vishnu, the person we hear about in the scriptures. So according to the situation, the Lord will appear in a particular form. So normally, the Lord appears as a Vishnu form or some such form in order to make people understand that he actually is the Supreme Lord. And we'll see that repeatedly. In other cases, he doesn't have four arms, but nevertheless, everyone understands, yes, this is the Supreme Lord, because of his greatness. So in the case of Varaha, for instance, he appeared from the nostril of Brahma, and immediately he expanded, and he became huge, and he covered the whole sky. And immediately the devotees understood, oh, this cannot be an ordinary boar, this must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord. Because he expanded in such a miraculous way when he came out of Brahma's nostril. So the Lord has various ways in which he can convey to people that he actually is Supreme Lord, even if he doesn't have the form of Vishnu, because of his greatness. Or in the case of Narsimhadev also, Prahlad could understand, yes, this is Supreme Lord in this form. Ranikasipu was wondering, is this a lion or is it a devata? Who is this? Vishnu, who is this? But the devotees could understand, yes, this is Supreme Lord. This is Vishnu in a different form. So in all these different forms, the Lord displays remarkable qualities by which the devotees understand he is Supreme Lord, even if he doesn't have that Vishnu form. However, the Vishnu form is very commonly described in scriptures, so the Lord often appears in this form, so everyone can recognize him. So that was the case with Dhruva. Immediately, he understood, this is Supreme Lord Vishnu. And here again, Nabi also recognizes the nature of the Supreme Lord. So in any case, we understand that the Lord has form. He's not formless. And that form is particular. It has particular qualities to it, particular shape, and particular color, particular ornaments, etc. All of which ultimately produce the impression that the Lord is the most beautiful. So when anyone sees that form, they understand this is the perfect form. This is the most beautiful, wonderful form that is possible. So, of course, the Lord takes many forms, but all of these forms are perfect and most beautiful. So immediately when the devotees see these forms, they understand, yes, this must be the Supreme Lord, because it is perfect. It is most wonderful. So when the devatas saw Varaha, he's a pig now. A pig is normally not very beautiful. But when they saw Varaha, he was very beautiful and very graceful. And they, so they understood, yes, this is Supreme Lord. He has taken this wonderful form for us. So So whenever the Lord makes his appearance, he is the most beautiful, the most attractive. So why is this? This is because this is a spiritual form. Any spiritual form is perfect. It does not have the imperfections of the material world. So it is perfect in shape, perfect in color, perfect in all wonderful qualities, perfect in decoration. And of course, it is eternal. It is not a material thing. It cannot be destroyed at any time. It is Satchidananda, full of bliss. We cannot separate the body from the Supreme Lord. So it is completely different from material bodies, which are subject to decay and are separate from the Atma. So all of this is understood by the devotee when he sees the Supreme Lord. Those who are not devotees, they may see the Lord, but they will not appreciate him in the same way. They will not understand that wonderful beauty of the Lord. So Varnikasipu can see Nrsimhadeva, but he will not appreciate. Oh, maybe he's a Vishnu or whatever, but Vishnu is just a devata like everybody else, and therefore I could try to kill him. Same with Ravana, he's Ramchandra. Yes, Ramchandra, probably a pious person, and he's got to the status of being a great king because he's done pious acts in the past. But I can also kill him. So when the demons see, they can see the Lord, but they don't appreciate his nature as Supreme Lord. They don't understand his spiritual nature. The devotees, however, can understand this. And therefore, when the devotees see the Lord immediately, they offer the respects and they begin offering prayers. So that's the case of Vasudeva and Devaki. When they saw Krishna appear, they offered their prayers. And similarly, Prahlad offers his prayers, and Dhruva offers his prayers. Here we'll find the priests, they offer their prayers because they recognize, they appreciate the nature of the Supreme Lord. And then they begin, when they offer prayers, they define the nature of the Lord. They show that he is not a material entity at all. So it's not that they're just giving a philosophical explanation. When they see the Lord, this is what they can understand because they're devotees of the Lord. No, that was memory was not there when he was got the body was erased from the past times. So it's not that I'm actually a demon, but actually I'm not a demon. At the same time, he didn't realize that that memory was taken away. Well, it can be internal or external. Normally they're external here because kirtan is a way of glorifying the Lord. It's a specific type of bhakti. So they like to glorify the Lord through reciting verses or whatever.
Maharaj, as these kings were actually devotees and one of their main duties being present in the material world is to continue the line of kings. So, I mean, it's mixed devotion, but is it not that because they are devotees, so whatever they will do only by mercy of the Lord? So as part of their present duties...
Yeah, in one sense, but of course one who's on a higher level will simply worship the Supreme Lord, and then he'll say, well, it's up to the Lord, and then whatever he wants he can do, and then he won't specifically pray for that. But, you know, obviously they need successors, but he's not going to specifically ask the Lord for anything.
What about Arjuna? Dhruva Maharaj, so Vishnu, he realized that instead of asking for diamond, he was asking for broken glasses.
Yeah, he realized he had made a mistake and he was looking for material things, but the Lord was much more valuable than that. He was much greater to realize the Lord is a much greater thing than getting a kingdom or anything else because they're material. In other words, he understood there's really spiritual and material benefits.
Face, look at him face to face. And how come Duryodhana, even though he's a demon, he got the opportunity to
Well, when the Lord appears, He's merciful, so He shows Himself to everybody. Even in Kurma or Matsya, whatever, even demons can see them. They don't appreciate them, that's all. Now, of course, by seeing them, they also get some advantage unknowingly. Particularly in the case of Krishna, when Shishupala sees him or whatever, even though he hates them, ultimately becomes purified by that association, in spite of the fact that he hates him. So, the demons, they get a chance to see the Lord. That is the nature of avatar. The Lord comes and everyone can see him. But it is the devotees who actually appreciate the Lord directly, and they get the highest advantage. But even demons get advantage. If they get killed by the Lord, they also get some advantage.
What about in the case of Maharaj Amrish?
He was higher. Yeah, he was much higher devotee. Completely engaged in the Lord's service. He didn't really have any interest in the kingdom. He let everybody else do all the activities. He assigned them to do them. He simply worshipped the Lord.
In that comparison, then it's very clear that...
Yeah, it was quite advanced.
And Maharaj, in this case, the seventh transcendental means the seventh is by observing regular principles. Usually we consider it as part of Dharma, not really transcendental means to appear the person.
Now, these are actually the part of the sacrifice, no? Particularly for sacrifice like time and place and whatever. All these things have to be particularly... done. So, in terms of bhakti, of course, that is not so necessary, because we know, for instance, that chanting the holy name, you can any time, in any place, so it doesn't actually apply. In sacrifice, ultimately, the beneficiary is the Supreme Lord. So to do it properly, then these things are required. And but even if you do these things, it doesn't necessarily mean the Lord's going to appear. So these are not actually elements of bhakti in themselves. They are secondary. They are rules that are sacrificed, and if done properly, then we get some result. Not necessarily we get the Supreme Lord, but at least we get some good result from it.
So
if
you're native, the Lord appears in the form of Acharya. That means God actually, we conceive the feeling God, He doesn't actually appear like this, always appearing to the king. When you chant Mahamantra or see the deity, only see, you don't see a direct form of the Lord.
No.
When it comes to us. Don't understand that. The Lord is appearing in Kali Yuga.
Yeah, well, the Lord doesn't always appear as avatar. In other words, He appears and He disappears, and then for thousands and thousands of years He doesn't appear. So it's not only Kali Yuga, it's every Yuga. Ramchandra appears after he disappears. There's nobody there anymore. And for many, many generations and millions of years, you don't get another avatar appearing. So that's the case all the time. The avatars are exceptional cases where everyone can see the Lord. Otherwise, we have to depend on other means. So we have the descriptions of the Lord, we have the deity form of the Lord, we have the holy name. These are the ways in which we can begin to approach the Lord.
Here it's mentioned transcendental, we can say, because transcendental usually relate to a spiritual, but in this case we can say because it's Vedic, so that's why it's called
transcendental. I suppose, yeah.
Lord Krishna shows Arjuna the universal form, since it includes the other forms of the Lord.
What's that?
Lord Krishna is showing Arjuna the universal form.
No, that's a lower form, that's a material form, not spiritual.
Can we understand that devotees in Kali Yuga are very fallen? So they are able to only conceive through the Shastra, the Acharya. He's not actually coming in front of us.
Well, as I said, he's not even in other yugas, even Satya Yuga is not always there.
But he's a few great devotees he came.
Yeah, but not. He's not always there. He's not there for the whole of Satya Yuga. He's there for some time and disappears, and then they have to rely on, again, meditation or deities or whatnot at other times. So, of course, Kali Yuga. The Lord has already appeared. Yuga avatar is there. But generally in Kali Yuga, it's said the Lord does not directly appear. He appears only as in the Shaktivesh form, usually. He's Tri Yuga. So he doesn't appear in his other form, his full form. in most cases, except in the case of Lord Chaitanya. But even then, he hides himself. He's hidden.
धनंतरा श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। विश्वनाथ बाबा महाराज की जय। जीवन के सचिव संस्कृत प्रभुपाद की जय। हाई गुरु प्रेमानंद
Thank you.